I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. An elderly Mescalero Apache tribe woman succumbed to the coronavirus on Tuesday. She is the second reservation resident to die of the coronavirus from the reservation. According to tribal president Gabe Aguilar, the woman had been sick for quite some time, but appeared to be recovering. The coronavirus-related death is the second of a tribal resident. The first one was in May, and she was also an elderly woman. There have now been 723 reported deaths as a result of the pandemic here in New Mexico. The New Mexico Activities Association announced earlier this week that there will be no dead period and allow high school athletes to participate in practices amid the COVID-19 crisis. NMAA Executive Director Sally Marcus announced earlier this week that 70% of the state's superintendents voted to regain local autonomy to allow athletic departments to return to requirements for practice set during the summer months. Now, athletes participating in the three fall sports, golf, volleyball, and cross country will be allowed to return to a normal practice schedule, but teams are not allowed to travel or play in actual games. The Dark Canyon fire just northwest of Capitan is now 45% contained, with 3,030 acres have burned so far, that according to the National Forest Service. The fire's perimeter is holding along Road 84 and Road 9743. The National Forest Service boundary to the north, Road 9745 and the base of Tucson Mountain to the south. Now, the fire is expected to be contained by Sunday. The fire reportedly was begun by a bolt of lightning on August 4th. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.